it actually happened after the opening of what is now called the New Orleans Jazz Market, which was conceived by Irvin Mayfield, who is my partner on this CD. While we were at dinner after the groundbreaking ceremonies for the building of the Jazz Market, I suggested to Irvin that we should put, you know, a little simple CD together that we can sell at the center, and that would just show the people of New Orleans that I'm seriously involved with the Jazz Market, with the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra, with Irvin Mayfield. Irvin thought it was a great idea, so we recorded it in 3 days, and listening to the recorded product at the end of the three-day sessions, I thought this music was way better than I had originally thought it would come out to be, and Irvin agreed, and then I played it for some key people, and they thought that it should be a commercial CD, and that's what happened.
How did you get to know Irvin Mayfield?
Irvin invited me to be a guest artist with him in Minneapolis, Minnesota, when he was the artistic director for the jazz program of the Minnesota Symphony Orchestra. And that was 6 years ago. And I really didn't know anything about him prior to that engagement. And it was a kind of a mutual love story, musical love story that developed between us.
Yeah. It was, and the collaboration between the two of you, it just seems like you've really connected very well in a fairly short amount of time.
Yes, we have. I mean, you know, our actual times together on the stage haven't been that many up until the CD. This is the first time that I have found a jazz musician who is also a great entertainer. So we've become like a comedy team on stage, as well as, you know, producing, you know, some of what I think is some of the best music to ever come out of New Orleans and just it for jazz in general. So it's been a wonderful meeting of the minds.
Hanging in the chimney, watching people sashing, past my steps, by my in front of my door.
And you've got some very well-known New Orleans standards as well, songs like St. James Infirmary, Big Chief. I'm curious how you go about putting your own personal stamp on songs that have been heard so often over the years.
For Big Chief, for example, we recorded it, and I said, oh, I'm going to sing it like Mac sang it, Dr. John. And then, you know, once we decided that, you know, we were going to make it an album, I asked Dr. John if he would come in and record it, and then he graciously agreed to do it. And he when he heard my version, he said, Dee Dee, are you trying to sound like me? I said, yes, yes. You know, St. James Infirmary, Irvin had explained to me that when people do that song in New Orleans, they personalize the lyric to go with, you know, something that pertains to the individual that's performing it. So Irvin rewrote the lyrics for me, and so we talked about that. He knows my love of fashion and, you know, shoes and clothes, and so we encompassed that. He knows that I like sexy men, and so that's when he said, you know, he came up with the line, give me 16 mandingo men to hold my casket, and so then I added bare-chested zebra play.
When I die, bury me in loop boots and pumps, see who play a Prada coat and a feathered hat. Put $1 million ruby in my necklace. yes, oh. So all my nosy girlfriends, they so jealous. No, I died standing pat.
Dee Dee, when you were recording in New Orleans last year, and when you've been down there here in the 10 years since Katrina, what have you seen from the city in terms of it trying to rebuild itself after such a tragic event 10 years ago?
You see how the city has come back. You see that the tourism has come back. But then when you step outside of the touristic areas and you go into the residential areas, that's when you see, well, there's still a lot of work to be done. And then, you know, as I get to know different musicians in the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra, or NoJo, as we call the orchestra, Irvin Mayfield's father drowned in Katrina. You know, and here we are, you know, 10 years later, and, you know, he can talk about it like, yeah, that happened. In the back of my mind, I go, I know even though he puts on a good front, I know there's still got to be some pain there.
Well, certainly I can't talk to you, Dee Dee, without talking about your connection here to Champaign-Urbana. I got to see you at Krannert Center here a couple of years ago, and I could just feel the connection you had with the audience that night. If you could, just talk about that connection you have with this community after all these years.
You know, it's a community that adopted me, and I'm still very close to the Bridgewater family. Whenever I come to the campus to do anything, or if I'm coming to visit, I just feel this great sense of being at home.
Thank you very much for spending some time with us here today to tell us all about it.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show, Brian, and to kind of connect with your listeners. Hi, everybody. Hold on steady.